Them. And how do you get, he said, it's in God's word. So where is it in God's word? James 5 verse 14. Let's read it quickly. James 5 verse 14. It says this. Is anyone among you sick? Anyone among you sick? Let him call for the elders of the church. Let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. So you should call, you should pray over you, and anoint you with oil in the name of Jesus. So what do we do when you come forward? We pray over you, and then we anoint you with oil in the name of the Lord Jesus. What will happen next? Verse 15. And the prayer of faith, that means you faith, you believe, we also believe with you, will save the sick, will deliver the sick. The Lord will raise him up, and if he has committed sins, he will be forgiven. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Can we just bow our heads for a few minutes? Maybe you are feeling sick over here. You're already sick, and you believe that this verse is for you. Can you rise up on your feet? We want to anoint you with oil, as the Bible says. Anyone? Is anyone among you sick? Is anyone among you sick? Can you just come forward so we can pray over you? Prof, please come. There, please come. We are going to pray. Just come, just come, just come. Rest of us, just let's give thanks to God for good health. And let's agree that these brethren, as they come forward, they will get said. Is anyone sick among you? Give us on the screen again. Is anyone sick among you? Let him call for the elders of the church. And let them pray over him. So, please come. We're going to pray over you right now. As you come forward, tell yourself, I will get well as they pray over me and anoint me with oil. The Lord will raise me out of this sickness. Can you agree with us? Can you agree with us? The Lord will raise you. See, as they anoint me, as they pray over me, say that with your mouth. You have to let your feet speak. That woman said, if I touch the hem of his garment, I shall be made whole. Tell yourself, I'm at the front. When they pray over me and anoint me with oil in the name of the Lord, the Lord will raise me up. This sickness will leave my body. Thank you, Lord. Let's pray over them. Our dear Father, in the name of Jesus, we pray for your people. We pray healing for them. Father, as we anoint them with oil, you raise them out of these sicknesses. And if there's any sin, forgive them. We believe this along with them, that they are recovering fully out of these diseases and sicknesses. In Jesus' name, amen. Now open your eyes if you're standing at the front. You don't have to pray. Just tell yourself, when they anoint me with oil, I will get well. They won't pray again. They just anoint you with oil in the name of Jesus. When they do that, go to your seat and give thanks. You will recover. Are we ready? All right. Prof, you can stand at the other end over there. There, you can go this way. Thank you. Let's go. Close your eyes and give thanks to God. When they come to you, agree with them. The rest of us are sitting down there. Let's give thanks to God. Hallelujah. Glory to Jesus. Just anoint you with the name of the Lord. In Jesus' name, you are anointed with oil and recover fully. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Just play something. Thank you. Hallelujah. Just hallelujah. Glory to Jesus. Thank you, Lord. As you go to your seat, give thanks to God that healing is yours. His word is true. Jesus, we bless your name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Blessed be your name. Oh God. Blessed be your name. Blessed be the one. Blessed be your name. Oh. Hallelujah. Don't worry. Don't worry. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you for their healing. Thank you for their recovery. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. As you go to your seat, give thanks to God and bless him that The Lord is raising you out of the sickness, making you well, making you whole. Blessed be the name of Jesus. Can we all lift our hands and thank God for Jesus, for being our healer? He went to the cross, and by his wounds, we've been made whole. Let's thank him. Let's give him glory. Hallelujah. Glory to Jesus. Glory. Sing with me. Glory. Glory to the Lamb. Jesus, our Lamb. Glory. 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 Yes, Lord. Glory. For you are, glorious and worthy to be praised, the Lamb upon the throne. And unto you, lift your hand, somebody. My say, well, I'm upon Talabafiowe, Talole Baodoba, all of to Talabafiowe,
Talabafiowe.
Yes, Lord. Thank you for the time of worship. Hallelujah. Praise God. Notice that when we were finishing about healing, there is a phrase that was put in the Bible as a clause toward the end in James 5, 15. It says, and if you had committed sins, it will be forgiven. Why did they put that clause there? You know, he's sick now. Let's go to John chapter 5, verse 14. It says, John 5, 14. Please, let's be fast. Afterward, Jesus found him in the temple. Can you look up, everybody? This man that Jesus found was sick for 38 years. That's how many years ago? That's since 1988 or 86. It's 2024. That's 1986. Man, that's some sickness. Jesus healed him and said to him, see, you have been made well. Do what? Sin no more, lest a worse thing come upon you. You know, in our world today, people don't think about sin anymore. They just think you can have extramarital affairs, you can take anybody's money, you can do anything, you can lie, you can cheat. And God understands. But God wants to see that our lives get better. But sin brings worse thing to us. So that's the reason why he sent his son, Jesus Christ. When God ask you to come to him, he didn't want you to just be getting worse and worse. The Bible says the path of the righteous shines brighter and brighter, or better and better. So this, for a few minutes, I'm going to share with you about living a better life by not sinning and sinning. Let's go to 1 John 2. I want your life to get better. He told this man, sin no more. Let's go to 1 John chapter 2. 1 John chapter 2. Let's go to verse 1. I would like you to see, you know, I was thinking about Jesus. Glory. The person who is there, are you hearing anything at all? Or the speaker is not getting across to you. I may have a challenge throughout today. You know, so please, should I get a speaker for you there? 1 John 2, verse 1. Maybe it's a new hand. Likely. My little children, I like that. Let me ask your neighbor, are you a little child? He said, I'm a grown up. As far as God is concerned, you're a little child. No wonder your husband called you my baby. You're still a little child. These things are right to you so that you may not sin. Notice, the sin of Adam put us in all this mess today. Your father's drinking problem affected your schooling. You remember that? You know yourself what I'm talking about. And if anyone sins, see, first he said, I write to you that you may not sin. So there's something about written word of God that will keep us from sin. Many of us don't know we are sinning. You know, how many of you have been there before? Are you here? You go somewhere and do something stupid and they find you. Anybody been there before? Praise God. They put some, something on the wall. They put 30 kph. Like, particularly going abroad. 30 kph. And then you're at 45. And the police will say, stop. And then they will give you a ticket. Why? Though they wrote it there, you're not reading it, fetches you that ticket you have to pay the government and fine. But if you have noticed it and eat to it, that won't happen. Many of us, we just think that sinning is that extramarital affair and stealing money. But it's more than that. Until you read God's guidebook. So he said, my little children, this thing I write to you. Some of us over here, I won't mention how many of us. Your life is in shambles and chaos because you don't open the Bible. You only come here on Sunday, like the idea, you like me, I talk, Pastor is a nice guy. And then Sunday after, you never open the Bible yourself, you only see it on the screen, you go back home, and then you live anyhow with your wife, with your children, with your friends, you just do anything, you just, and then next Sunday again, Tuesday, I mean Friday, my wife, communion, and then you come on Sunday again, and you go in and out, anybody who is watching your life won't see any reason and any benefit of you coming here. It's because you're never taking the next step of getting personal with this thing. And God gave us a book that I promise that if you start reading it, your life won't be the same. I promise you, $100 million. If it doesn't change, I'll pay you back. If you just pick up the Bible, Pastor, where? Start with Matthew, no lamentation. If you just start reading. A man was reading the Bible. In the Bible, a black man, traveling, reading the Bible. And God made an angel to appear to a man to go and meet him and solve his problem. You know why God doesn't attend to you so much? Because you're just by yourself. And God has no input in your life by his word. So he said, my children, these things are right to you. Don't come and try and get one prophecy on the mountain. You got a book full of it. Clap your hands for Jesus, somebody. Your mommy is carrying you around to go and hear a prophet. There are better things than prophetic word in your Bible. Where did he say among the prophets, God will supply all your needs? Are you hearing me? Where did he say that? Surely goodness and mercy. Which prophet can match that? But when you pay attention to that, you will not start going wrong in your life. If you can read on the road, 30 km per hour, slow down over here, there's a bridge ahead. If you can read, you will not collapse into the river. And many of us are having a lot of collapse in our lives. And the devil is mocking us because we are not reading. So we are making a lot of mistakes with our lives. And we're Christians. But he said, I write to you so that you will not sin. But thank God, there's a clause there. That verse is not finished. And if anyone sins, what do we do? Nobody's perfect. We have what? An advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. So we are not left to ourselves. Even when we mess up, we have senior advocate of heaven, not of Nigeria. And some of you over here, you don't know how to go to your advocates. You just come here, things happen in your home. For instance, you fight with your wife like mad. You don't know how to go to Jesus and say, Jesus, I'm sorry. I don't talk to her like that. You are full of ego. You don't know how to say, Jesus, I'm really sorry about this. You are my master. You are my advocate. Please, I've messed up. Can you clean up my house? Can you help me here? Lord, I just overspent this money. Can you help me over here? Lord, you have an advocate. And he's on your side. Can you clap your hands for Jesus one more time? We have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ, the righteous. He's there to clean up the mess. Is here to help you with your life. You guys, men particularly, don't depend on yourself too much. Don't rely on yourself too much. Can I say to you? You say to your wife, I'm the head of this house. Who is your own head, or you are headless? The Bible says, for a man, Christ is the head of the man. Just like the wife, your wife looks to you, you should look to Christ. Why your wife is not looking up to you? Because you're not looking up to Christ. So look up to Christ as husbands, yeah, as men. You are practically profitless without Christ. He's your advocate. He's on your side. I learned that quite early. Life is difficult. I raised 5 children. It's difficult to take care of all these responsibilities. But thank God I have Jesus. Amen, somebody. So I have an advocate. That word, advocate, means somebody who is on your side in the court of law. And devil is the prosecutor, the accuser. But you have Christ who will defend you, Lord Jokojo. I'm glad I have Jesus. You know why I love Jesus? He's a man. He lived here too, and he's in heaven. So he can tell the Father, Mofile, Bosin File. I was a human, and I'm still a human being. And you know what? When he came here, he didn't stay in the White House. He grew up on the streets called Nazareth. His father and mother didn't have enough money to buy a goat. They had to use leke leke to or something. No, which one? Dove or something to kill for his naming ceremony. They didn't have power. They didn't have light. They didn't have water, pipe and water. He drank our well water, whatever they drank. And he lived there. And he died there, crucified on the cross. Painful life. So he knows what we are going through. MTN doesn't know what we are going through. Neither Glow, neither Dangote, but Jesus knows. Hallelujah. So, first of all, read the Bible. And when you even don't get it right, go to God. Say, Lord, this. Bring that to God. Tell God I need help. Before you start borrowing the money and calling that and doing that and fighting the person, just take God. Let's go to the next verse. I want to round up. And this Jesus himself is the propitiation for our sins, and not for ours only, but also for the whole world. This Jesus can take care of everybody, including yourself. He's available even to those who don't know him. How much more to us who know him? For you to come to church this morning is a higher class. Clap for yourself. For you to get up from your house, there are several people that won't come to church. They won't go anywhere. They're drinking beer right now. But you have taken that higher step. Blessed are you. To wake up today, take your bath, dress up, and come to church. So God cares about you, especially for you, more than those people on the streets. And you know what? Those people on the street that are struggling, that are not coming to church now, if they cry to Christ, he'll take care of them. How much more us in the house? It's our propitiation. It's our etutu. For anything that we can mess up. That's why, do you know what? There's nothing I can do against my wife that I cannot find forgiveness for, because I know how to get my way back. Many of us don't have to do that. We don't even know how to handle sin. When you mess up in your home, how do you go back? You go to Christ and then go to the person. God will sort things out. Are you hearing me? Are you hearing me? So I'm saying this to you today. Jesus is there for you. He's there for the whole world. And he's there for you too. Don't just live your life bunduku. You know what bunduku? Just live your life bunduku. It's just only empty. One person went to heaven and he saw his life on earth. Are you hearing me, somebody here? He saw his life path. He saw this, you know, two pairs of feet walking through life. Two pairs of feet. And the Lord said, that's me walking with you through life. He said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. I'm with you always. Guess what? But once in a while, the man looked closely and he saw that once in a while, he will see only one pair of feet, not two pairs. And when he thought closely about it, he thought, I mean, that when he was having hard times, it was only one pair of feet. So he said, Lord, that's not fair. When I was having bad time, rough time, you seem to be absent. Boy, I feel like crying. The Lord said, no, it's not your feet, it's my own. You were too tired, so I carried you. Praise God, somebody. You are too tired. Sometimes you just throw your hands to Jesus. Jesus, just handle this. I don't know what I'm going to eat. What I'm going to do. My dad was not really a Christian when he was there. He went to church once in a while. One day he was trying to build a house. He couldn't finish the house. It's not a church type. It's not a godly person like me. He was in Ogboni. So, but he couldn't finish this house. He went to go and meet his friend to give him money. They blasted him. My father came back to the house that was not completed, sat down there and was crying. He said, God, wherever you are, Jesus, I don't know, just help me. He said he was still there. A man came through the door. There was no door. The house not finished. I said, hello, who is here? My father said, I want to rent this place. My father said, it's not completed. He said, I want to rent it, pay the money to finish it. My father told me, would that be done, Lujumi? Would that be done? A magic. Tell your neighbor, God will help you. He has sworn to help you. So avail yourself of the help. Can you clap your hands for Jesus? Let me round up like this. If you are going to get along with Jesus, you're going to walk together. You have to get along with him. And how do you get along with him? Next verse tells us. Let's go to next verse. Now by this, we know that we know him. That we get along with him. If we what? All right. You see, we can boil down the Christian life to this life. I'm going with Jesus. He's my advocate. But listen to me. Have you ever gone to court with your lawyer before? And your lawyer will say, don't say anything. Am I correct here? Lawyer will say, don't say anything. Don't say anything. Let me talk. But you go to court and he say, can you come? Bye. Lawyer will say, shut up. I say, shut up. Sit down. Ah, no, shut up. What do you pay? Lawyer will say, take your case and handle it yourself. Why? Because the lawyer knows the mind and justice of the judge. And he can convince him better. Your heavenly father is on the throne. Christ is walking with you. He knows his mind to convince him better for your life. And he knows how to stop the devil. He had beaten the devil before. He can still beat him in your life. But making some sense this morning. And this out. Say, just come along with me. Open me. Keep my commandment. If by this we know that we know him. Can you give us an NLT? Give us make it easier to understand quickly. NLT. And we can be sure that we know him if we obey his commandment. Back to the book again. Where do you find his commandment? Not somewhere on the sky and say, go and preach in Australia. That's not his commandment. Like one guy, he was trying to be a farmer. He was not working on the farm. So he saw one notice on the sky, GP. He said, God want me to go and preach. Go and preach, GP. Olo preach kuyo. Opada. Only no, it's not go and preach. Go and plow. Go and do farming. Have you seen before people say, Monse business here, kuyo dada, bear me, money call me, money call. Call me any. That's what they say. Have you seen them? Money, to only call me, look of a bossy. No, you are called to obey him, not to just go and become a pastor somewhere. You just call to obey him. Look at next verse quickly. Let's handle. If someone claims I know God but doesn't obey God's commandment, that person is a liar. That's not living in the truth. I mean, come on. You say you are married and this is your husband. Wajila Rawala Niko. Or push her away. He asked for food. He said, on my foot. Oh, you married to a woman. You never love her. You never show her any endowment. You never do anything. You just kick her, bang her around. Are you married? Technically wrong. Am I right? Pastor, only dear. Kuletobe. What's his commandment? Look at this verse. Let's quickly. But those who obey God's word truly shows how completely they love him. That's how we know we are living in him or along with him. Next verse, quickly. Let's run. My time is up. Those who say they live in God, let me hear your voice. They should what? Live their life as Jesus did, obeying his father. And what's this commandment, totally speaking? Next verse, quickly. Let's go. Next verse. Dear friend, I am not writing a new commandment for you. Rather, it is what? An old one you have had from the very beginning. And what's that commandment? To love one another is the same. It's not giving us 10 commandments. It's giving us what now? One commandment. And to do what? Richard, please come. Bolana, please come. Arando, like this, come. Before we go to our different classes. Okay. Guys already removed his shoes. Don't worry. That's all right. Just come without your shoes. Come without your shoes. It's okay. You are on holy ground. Now, see, this person is following Jesus. This person is following Jesus. What is the commandment of Jesus? Go to America. Go to England. No. This is what he's saying. You follow me. This is my commandment. John 13:34. Take a look on the screen. Everybody look at it. This is summary of all his commandments. Quickly, give me. So now, I'm giving you a new commandment. Do what? Love each other. Because I've loved you, you should love each other. So, Christ is not asking. See, he's following me. He's following me. I'm Christ. Drama new. Let's go. What is Christ commanding them? He's commanding Bolaan. Love Richard. Richard, love Bolaan. When you do that, you are getting along with me. You see, we are going together through life. But if you don't love one another, you are making all my work a nonsense. Wow. So if I'm married, is a Christ follower, is a Christ follower. This is the only way I keep his commandment, by me loving my wife, by me loving my husband. If I'm also in the same house with my parents, what do I do? By obeying and following and honoring them. That's what I'm doing. Pastor, it's not difficult at all. I wake up every day to obey Jesus' commandment, just to love. I know it's so essential not to offend my wife and make life for her miserable and breaking the commandment of Jesus. You got that? It's easier. It's not asking you to love him by fall. Oh, I love Jesus. No. He said, you show him that you love me by how you love each other. That's my commandment for you. Shike no. So yewa. Kuti yewa. Ama so igi. Matupada wale ni. Clap your hands for Jesus. Thank you. Hallelujah. Can we just bow our head and say, Jesus, show me how to love better. Show me how to keep your commandment more. Teach me from your word how to live a life of love. Thank you. I bless your name. I give thanks to you for helping me to be my best, a loving person, a lovely person. Keeping your commandment, which is so important about my life. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. Amen. Can you open your eyes? See, if you keep that commandment, every blessing will follow you. I'm a living witness. When I change to loving, I am blessed. Some blessings I can't tell you. They are too big, I'm about to say. My wife was saying something yesterday about our life. And he said, do you know, dear, this happened to us. All in the time of Buhari, I was shocked that it happened in the time of Buhari. Buhari is one of the worst governments in the world. And some of the best things happened in our life. Can you clap your hands for Jesus? All I do, I struggle to do, is not just to preach or keep around for God. Just love somebody else. Just love them with the love of God. Is that okay? Hallelujah. Are you blessed today? Thank you so much. Your struggle is there. Let's give our offering and then we split out to our different classes. Let's go. All right, quickly. Let's give up. You have a question? Okay, go ahead. I like that. Oh, you can stay over there. They get your microphone. Quickly. All right. I like that. That's third service for you. Okay. Ask your question in 1 minute or two because our time is up. I want to
give you an good morning, everyone. I just want to ask as regard love. You know, we are taught to love.
Yeah.
But in a situation whereby you are trying to love someone,
yeah,
and you now notice that, you know, just like our kids, our children, we love them naturally.
Yeah, yeah.
But sometimes they mess up.
Yeah.
And we have to correct them.
Yeah.
But you know, in the case of our maybe spouse or friends, we can't lay our hands on them.
Yeah.
How should we go about stuff like that?
I like this. Let's clap for this question. Yeah, I know. Thank you. Yeah. You know, this is important, but number one, if you are going to solve that problem, the very first thing you have to do first, you say, I am commanded to love. It's not a new suggestion. So it's not whether you love or you don't love, whether you are misbehaving or appropriate or not appropriate, I'm commanded to love. Do we get that first? And that's my commandment, that's the mood I have first. Now, other things follow. We'll talk more about that later. We don't have time to do all this because our time is going to go to our classes. You are going to face that. You love somebody, and also, but when you meet Jesus, Jesus will say, well done, good and faithful servant. You've done your part. And I will reward you for that. How many of you have had parents where dad is not so much at home? Mom is doing all her possible best. And mom feels all of us, take care of us, do everything for us. And when it's now older, the children will reward you for well. They will say, when dad was not there, you were there. When they were attacking you in the office, you did your job well. So you have to now see as a commandment on your side first. Don't look at the people first. Don't look at that first. Don't look at your husband, your children, your stuff first. If you keep looking at them, you won't keep the commandments. Seek it now. All right, beautiful. For instance, my wife now, I have to love her. It came to a point where I said, when she misbehaves, uncle, you may not misbehave. No. Then God showed me like this. If mango tree said because they misbehave, they won't eat, I won't do mango again. It's no longer a mango tree. So I found this verse. It said, love your enemies. Bless those who curse you. So my wife, when she becomes my enemy in the house, I'll bless her. I'll go and buy suya for her. You got the gist? That was not easy at all. Until one day, I was going to say, Jab, well, I'm loving you. You don't even know whether you're my enemy or not. See, I'm working on my side. Tell me, but work on your side. Work on your side. That one, leave it. Meanwhile, just work on your side. Tell me, but I'm commanded to love you. You are commanded to love me. So therefore, let's love one another. Clap your hands for Jesus. We stop there. Our time is gone. Choir will sing. Break to our classes. Let's go. Choir, come. 5 minutes song. Can you do that? Are you sure? Keep your word. Bring out your offering, let's give. We are going to go, if you are less than 10 in marriage, as a guy, as a man, we are going to a class over there. Praise God. Pastor, I'm about to get married this year. Join them too. All right? But I won't send you away. He will just welcome you to that class. You know you're about to get married. Okay, all right. Okay, let's pray about our offering. Our dear Father, in the name of Jesus, we bring our offering to you. We thank you. We appreciate you. Our tithe and offering we bring to you because you are our God who blesses us. We receive your blessing as we give in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's give our offering while they are singing. And after we finish, we break to our classes.
You are not heeding. Never been a moment you were forgotten. You were not hopeless. Though you've been broken, your innocence stolen. I hear you whisper underneath your breath. Y-O-S-O-S, your S-O-S. And I will send out an army to find you in the middle of a darkest night. It's true, I will rescue you. There is no distance. It's hard to cover over and over. You're not defenseless. I'll be your shelter. I'll be your armor.
I hear you whisper underneath your
situation. Even in this economy now, God will rescue me. God will help me. Hallelujah. See, when I was sitting down there, please sit and choir, thank you. We are going to go to our classes now. It just dawned on me that we have to know that the kind of love Christ is asking from us is not the love you are thinking. The kind of love Christ is asking you is in 1 Corinthians 13, verse 4. And there are two outstanding attributes of that love. Give us an NLT. First, NLT. Love is patient and kind. What's the first one there? Patient. What's the second one? Kind. So love first is patient. So whatever happens, you come with patience first. It's not love is sweet and ice cream and we discuss and appropriately love in Tokyo. Valentine is coming. That one is feeling. This one is... In fact, King James says, love suffers long. So love that we talk about is first of all patient and kind. All right, let's stop doing that. Give your friend. Let's all the husbands that are 10 years and below, you can go. And if you say, why are they excluding me? We can allow you to join us. We just won't give you a refreshment. Hello? All right, can we get up? If you are married and you are less than 10 years in your marriage, can you pick up your Bible and your bag? Let's go to our hall over there. Thank you. Thank you. Hallelujah. Glory to Jesus. Then my wife said, all their wives should go to one place there. I don't know what to do there. All the wives of those who have gone, because you can't go home by yourself. So they said you should go to one place. I think that hall that's on this side as you are going out, that's on the right, Abby. Am I being wrong? You know, so that's on the right. I'm a lefty person, so right over here. So let's do that. Rest of us, we can share the grace. All right. Let's, wait now. Let's share grace now. Grace of our Lord Jesus. Okay, hold on. Maybe just stand up on your feet. We are on our way. Now, maybe you are here in our church for the first time. Forgive us. If you are here for the first time, we have some refreshments, some credits for you for your phone, and some books for you. Anybody, the first time in our church, can I see your hands up? We want to give you our gifts. Anybody? Anyone? Oh, so we are all omunile. Thank you. Thank you very much. Okay, let's share the grace together. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God. Somebody beside you tell him, surely goodness, mercy shall follow you all the days of your life. Okay, all the wives of those guys who left, go over there. Rest of us, find our way home. Thank you. You hear me?